It is the coach home, Neil Atkinson, to come. We've definitely got Andy Middleton on West Ham, but the way this works is that there might be another caller that gets dropped in as well, and I'll be keeping my eye out to see if I get a message on that as we go. But we are in front of me. I've got Harrison Warden, I've got Chloe Bloxham, and I've got Philippa Smallwood, and we're going to talk about a number of the games this weekend in small detail, but we're going to go into greater detail on Spurs versus Manchester United. And Philippa, my main takeaway from Spurs versus Manchester United was that there is now a quite significant gulf between Spurs and Manchester United. I think it's difficult to ignore that conclusion. It's there in the league table in general. You know, there's now a 14-point gap between the two teams. But I think you also got to see it in approach and in performance. And it sort of begs the question, really, about the league in general. I think this season, Chelsea and Liverpool have got excuses for why they are underperforming and they're not going at least Manchester United's current points total. But it does really make me think that the gulf between City, then United, Chelsea and Liverpool and the rest is really quite significant.
Yeah, you kind of feel like with like United, Liverpool and Chelsea, like you mentioned, you know, they have the ability to play any team off the park. And, you know, if everything comes together on the day, then, you know, they're clearly better than any opposition that they can come up against. With Spurs, you feel like if they get a result against one of the top sides, it's more of a fluke than they actually deserve to do that. I mean, Mourinho's approach to games, it just seems to be to kind of try and defend and hit teams on the break or wait for Kane or Son to produce a moment of magic. Maybe Gareth Bale, you know, in the couple of games where he's managed to do it as well. And I just don't understand it, because to me, where Spurs really are lacking is in the defence. You know, I would say that, you know, if they played more to the strengths, which I think Ndombele, who's had a decent season, he's a clear strength for them. And I think that Kane and Son obviously as well. They may have got more results than what they have done, you know, and they may be able to have maybe been in a position like what Leicester are in,